A diagnosis of ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, can be devastating for patients and their families. The rare and fatal disease slowly robs a patient of the ability to walk, speak, move, and breathe. For WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Joel Wolfram visited a Philadelphia clinic where learning to cope emotionally with the disease goes hand in hand with medical treatment.
Pat Vidko remembers something she saw on her first visit to the MDA ALS Center of Hope at Temple University. There was a woman in a wheelchair who needed someone else to wipe her nose.
And I thought to myself, it's not going to happen to me. Now somebody wipes my nose because I can't reach my nose.
Vidko is 74 years old and was diagnosed with ALS 5 years ago when she was still working as an administrator for a large medical group. She's now in a motorized wheelchair and uses a ventilator off and on that whooshes during her appointment with neurologist and clinic director Terry Hyman-Patterson.
What else new did you want to talk about today?
Hyman-Patterson says the average life expectancy for ALS patients is 3 years or less after getting diagnosed.
Every month, there's another loss, and you're facing loss for the entire time you have this disease.
Living with that prognosis is an extraordinary psychological challenge. And at this clinic, mental health services are integrated into patients' medical care. Nurse counselor Mary Holt Pallone says that physical aids can only do so much if patients can't find a way to cope emotionally.
You know, they'll have their walker sitting beside them and they'll get up and walk without it. You know what I mean? Or they won't even want to see the walker because it just reminds them of what's happening to them.
Holt Pallone says symptoms of depression affect the majority of patients after their diagnosis, while about 20% experience lasting clinical depression. She also works with family members and caregivers. Vidko's husband, Barry Hornberger, says he's still grieving the loss of other plans they had for their lives.
This was like a stab in the gut from day one. And there's no two ways about it. It's extremely difficult.
Holt Pallone says she helps patients understand they have a choice to make.
We can let ALS kill you before you actually leave this world, or we can do everything that we can in our human power to help you live every moment as best you can.
For WHYY, Joel Wolfram.